Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Look to change their fortunes down on Tobacco Road this afternoon as they battle Carolina in the first of two games this season. But putting an end to a losing scheme that has seen them drop three in a row won't be easy, as the fast-skating Hurricanes seem to thrive here in Raleigh. Down to center ice we go. Two guys that were drafted in the 2006 draft at numbers 2 and 3, Taves and Stahl, face off. This one's underway. Hawks control. The draw, the Canes control. Svechnikov, top of the left circle, shoots and scores. That took the Hurricanes all of 5 seconds. They have a 1-0 lead with 15:43 left in period one. Here's a draw now. Saad, top of the left circle, snaps a shot that's blocked in the slot. Canes get it back. Warren Fogle into the Hawk zone down the left wing. Carrying in behind the net. It's pushed into the inboards by Keithen off the puck, but bounces free. And then got the puck to the right point. Oh, Ben Riemsdyk fires. This deflects up into the face of Brandon Saad, and he goes down.
Came right up. Oh. Caught him right on the side, the right-hand side of his face as he's stretched in there. Going straight up and hit him. Lucky he turned his face just a little bit.
That off the stick of Broughton again was turned wide by Crawford. Now here's Strome on a breakaway over the Hurricane line, down the slot, and he shoots, and a blocker save made by Mrazek. Top of the left circle, Jordan Stahl with a shot, he scores. This is actually Nino Niederreiter. The Hawks had the puck in their own end for about a minute and just could not clear it. Brent Seabrook was not playing with his stick. He had a stick slashed out of his hands at the Hawk blue line. And it could never take the time to go and get it. So Jonathan Taves gave Seabrook his stick, and he did his level best. But the Hurricanes are able to score a goal with 46 seconds left in the second period and now lead 2-0. Who's puck beside the net? Niederreiter in behind the net now. Aho right corner. Back to Niederreiter, back of the Hawk net. Back to Sebastian Aho, right corner, put it in front. They score. Jordan Stahl snaps it past Corey Crawford. With 17 seconds left on the Canes power play, it's now 3-0 Carolina with 16:41 left in period three. Gardner at the left point, spins it down in behind the Hawk net. Sebastian Aho there. Aho with 1:15 on the clock. He's wedged off the puck, but it's put out in front, and Svechnikov shoots, they score! So Andrei Svechnikov, who scored a power play goal to get the Canes started this afternoon, scores the capper. It's 4-0 Carolina with 1:11 left in the game. 10 seconds left. DeHaan now will send it over to Olimata along the left wing boards. Mata took the puck in behind the net as the horn will sound, ending the hockey game. Final score. It's the Hurricanes 4. And the Hawks, no score. The Hawks are shut out for the first time this season. Their record now drops to 2-5-2, while the Hurricanes improve to 7-3-1.